Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
A new poll by Te Kahui Tika Tangata, the Human Rights Commission, has revealed a majority of the New Zealand public support partnership between Māori and non-Māori surrounding Te Tiriti. The poll investigated a range of public opinions surrounding Te Tiriti, including attitudes towards its role in politics and education. I spoke to Human Rights Commission Senior Communications Advisor Aaron Packard about how the poll results reflect public opinion and how this could influence the incoming government.
Kia ora, I'm Aaron Packard, Senior Advisor at Te Kahui Tika Tangata Human Rights Commission.
All right. Could you please explain what the poll was trying to find out?
We wanted to understand how informed people feel about Te Tiriti o Waitangi, whether they see it as a partnership between Māori and the government, and also what people want moving forward. And it revealed that generally people want decisions about Te Tiriti to proceed with care, and crucially about 70% of New Zealanders recognise Te Tiriti o Waitangi as a partnership between the government and Māori, and that decisions should be made on an equal footing. And 80% of New Zealanders think respectful discussion of racial issues is important. So it really highlights just the need for care as we move forward.
Do you think that the poll results are indicative of change?
I think what the poll highlights is actually the vast majority of New Zealanders recognise Te Tiriti as a partnership between Māori and the government, and that needs to be our starting point. There have obviously been some strong views shared about Te Tiriti and things like co-governance in recent months, but that still remains a fairly small part of the population. We haven't surveyed whether the size of that group has changed or not, but what the survey has shown us is that we've got a lot of educating to do. So about a third of New Zealanders feel uninformed about Te Tiriti, and few have read Te Tiriti or the treaty. 13% of New Zealanders have read the Te Reo version of the treaty, and overall about a third haven't read any version or any summary of the treaty.
There's been a lot of talk about Te Tiriti leading up to the recent general election. Do you think that decisions made by the upcoming government will reflect these poll results?
What we found is that most people actually want less political rhetoric around it and more careful listening and understanding. That was 64% of the population. So I think things like a referendum is not what most of the public want or think will be good for our country. But 70% of people did understand decisions around Te Tiriti need to be made on an equal footing between government and the Māori. And ultimately, that's what government needs to demonstrate it also recognises.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
The Commission has a mandate under the Human Rights Act to promote a better understanding of the human rights dimensions of the Treaty of Waitangi. And Te Tiriti, or the treaty, is our founding human rights document in Aotearoa New Zealand that gives rise to rights that all New Zealanders enjoy. So as the survey highlights, most people want us to build on it as a source of strength for our country.
That was Human Rights Commission Senior Communications Advisor Aaron Packard discussing a poll by the Commission on Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.